How has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
In a lot of different ways that I couldn't name exhaustively, but one of the ways I can think of now is that it's strengthened my conviction about God's peace and how it allows you to transcend things beyond understanding. Like there's a passage in Philippians 4, 4 through 7, that says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. And it talks about letting your gentleness be evident and not being anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition and with gratitude, you present your request to God, and God's peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, anyway, that's the long way to say it's made me more grateful for that transcendent peace, and also not that I needed it to give me more of a conviction about the necessity for a peace that transcends understanding, but I guess it has sort of just helped me to appreciate that. So,
Awesome.
there.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you for that answer. The second question is your religious community still gathering currently? And how, okay.
Not in person, but in cyberspace. Yes.
Can you elaborate a little bit just what kind of cyberspace?
Service is being, we have midweek service through Zoom, and then we have Sunday service on YouTube Live and Facebook Live.
Okay, great. And how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
I wouldn't only in that I miss seeing people, but I always went to, I'm in the habit of going to midweek service regularly and then Sunday service. So that part's not different, but the commute is different. I go from my bedroom to the kitchen table, open up my laptop and say hi to everybody.
Okay, great. And the third question is your religious community supplying or engaged any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? And if so, what are those efforts?
Yes, there's been a couple of different things that have been going on because the church is the people. Different people have done different things. Like I know there's a sister who was able to use a connection to get several hundreds of masks to some of the medical community that needed them. And so John Markowski, he's one of the ministers in our church. So she mailed them to him in a box that was it was labeled pineapples, so nobody would try to snatch them. And so John took the masks up to, I think it was Columbia Presbyterian, so they were several hundreds of, it was like 500 masks he had in there. And so there's been that, and just general, we always have a benevolence fund, but people are being encouraged to to reach out and ask for help if they need it, if they've lost jobs and such, or you know, are food insecure or anything like that. So those are some of the things that I've heard about during the during this pandemic. But that's sort of a lifestyle thing that is, we're always looking for ways to support whatever's going on, and, you know, to help.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure. Sometimes I am, you know what I'm noticing now that I'm being recorded? Like how I just wander from one thing to the other. I'm now, like, I need to put a button on it.
No, this was awesome. I so appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate being appreciated.
I'm gonna stop this.